The cool night air surrounds me. There is no sound other than the lapping of waves against the boat hull and splashes as oars stroke the water. The clunking of oars surrounds us as invisible boats slice through the water, all headed towards the same place. Darkness is like a blanket that covers everything except the sky, where a dull glow indicates a moon is also blocked by the clouds. There is a glow of luminescence as a hand dangles in the water. The brief glow of blue vanishes as the boy whips his hand out of the water as a soldier hisses at him, the words unintelligible. We were told earlier to keep quiet as we boarded the rowboats. All you need to do is claim the beach. A few Turkish soldiers may be defending the cove, but it is flat enough for you to storm by force. Just don't make any noise to alert them to where you are. That seems like hours ago, and all threats seemed far away as the calm of the night stills everything. The men rowing pull the oars aboard as the sound of waves breaking approaches us. For a moment, as the sound of the boat scraping sand breaks the silence, a cloud shifts. For a second, moonlight covers everything across the beach. High cliffs and jagged rocks are all I see. There is also something else, a reflection of light at the top of the cliffs, a glint of metal. My cry is unheard as the night air is ripped open by sound. The man next to me slumps as bullets pierce the water. Yells fill the air and calamity reigns. I topple into the water. I dive behind the boat as another wave of gunfire pierces the water. I half run, half crawl to the beach as those around me do the same. They fall as we try to make progress up the beach. How could this be happening is the only thought I can process. All I know is that I need to get to the hill. The people who surround me either charge or fire back into the darkness, their sights trained on invisible threat. They continue to fall like puppets with their strings cut. As I sprint towards the dark mass I know means safety, I smash into others, for who I neither knew nor cared. I see the boy trailing his fingers in the water, the man slumping forward in the boat, my yell in the darkness, a second too late. So much can happen so quickly. I fall as more bullets sound around me. All I can do is crawl towards where safety may be, the rocks. Groping in the air around me, the darkness seems thicker than ever. I feel something solid, the hill. I dive behind the stones where my friends should be, but none of them are. Other soldiers surround me, but none I know. I think of the reflection I saw before the chaos surrounded us. The shine of a gun, the finger on the trigger. We should have known, should have foreseen this, and should have had a second plan. But we didn't, which is why all there is left to do is wait for the light to come, the sun to rise and reveal what was hidden in darkness, a sun which will reveal those we have lost and the mistakes we have made, a sun many of my friends will never see again.